I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We're cooling out.
Suicide.
Welcome back to Cooling Out.
This is Kevin.
This is Sal.
And this is Jarrell. That was my little tribute right there. I was like literally low key singing there.
Like, I want to laugh, but
no, we ain't laughing. Yeah. But I'm not laughing at the situation. I'm laughing at how terrible my singing was. Mm-hmm. Let's start there. But real talk though, seriously, let's start with yesterday.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
XXX.
XX. I think it's Extentacion.
Tentacion.
See, mm-hmm. Close enough. Mm-hmm. But no, RIP for real, man. Let's just discuss our initial feelings when you, one, well, I don't know. Just tell me your initial feelings when you found out.
I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was shocked. A friend had texted. Then you guys text. I didn't check my phone, so I ended up checking your text beforehand. And then I was just going back and forth with you guys and then my other friend, and I was just shocked. I didn't know what to say. The initial was that he had no pulse, that he wasn't responsive.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to assume the worst because they were going to take him to the ER. But I saw the video too, which I wish I didn't see. I was just in shock. I was in pure shock. I couldn't believe it.
What about you?
I don't know. I don't believe it. It's something in me that's like, I don't know. It's just weird. And like everything that's going on in hip hop with them on Instagram beefing, and it's like them showing guns, threatening to go to each other's hood. Chief Keef got shot at like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, in Times
Square. It's like in Times Square. It's like this. I saw this coming, but I didn't think it would be him because he's been like on a good streak so far compared to the past.
Yeah,
and it sucks.
Honestly, when I first heard it, I was like, damn, that's crazy, because TMZ first reported that he was already dead. Like, he was lifeless, didn't have a pulse. So, like, oh, okay. Like, I'm not saying like that, but I was like, oh, damn, he died. He got killed. That's crazy. Then I saw the video, and then I was like, this is crazy. Like, yo, why are people recording this?
I know.
Like, he literally just looked limp, lifeless. He wasn't moving. He wasn't breathing. And it felt surreal, honestly.
Yeah.
I was just like, wow, like, boom, like life can go that quickly.
Mm-hmm. And for nothing. Like, if they took a bag, apparently. Like, yeah. They didn't even take nothing from him like that.
Well, we don't know what was in that bag.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was probably cash. He said he was shopping for motorcycles or something. But it's also like, there's just so many details about this story that I feel like we'll never know.
Yeah.
Like, starting mainly with who did it. That's mm-hmm. one. Two, how they know he was there.
I think he was on live earlier that day. I don't know if that.
Well, supposedly the motorcycle shop took a picture of him and posted it up and said, X is in here shopping.
I didn't even think about that part.
But I also want to know, where did he get shot?
Oh, yeah, because he was in two different spots, they said, right?
I don't even. So, looking at the video, right? I'm looking at the car. There's no bullets or anything. Like, the car doesn't look at it, even has a scratch on it.
Yeah.
They said he got shot in his car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, and my mom, like, maybe he got shot and then, like, maybe he got shot while he was walking to his car or something and then got in the driver's seat thinking he's going to, you know, drive off and then just, you know, die.
But then there'll be blood on the floor.
That's the thing. From like my observations, I didn't see anything like mm-hmm. anything that said, wow, like this was just a drive-by shooting. Mm-hmm. Anything in like in close proximity to him anyway. Like that said it was a drive-by shooting. I don't know. Either way, it's extremely sad.
It really is.
I'm also disappointed though in people.
Oh,
I got on Twitter immediately yesterday. Some of this shit people were saying was just like just downright despicable. Like, granted, you know, like all the allegations against him about him, you know, beating his girl and all that, which, quick aside, that shit is terrible. I happened to look it up today.
Yeah.
He beat the shit out of her, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. But people were just like,
I don't mean he deserved death.
Exactly. But people were just like going in on Twitter like, well, he's a woman beater anyway, so I wouldn't feel, this is before he died. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't feel bad if he did die. See, like, a lot of people, like, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of retweets, reposts, and people, like, arguing with each other about who deserves to die, who deserves to live, and, well, you know, he lived. Someone, like, wrote a long tweet, like, if you're a woman beater and you praise the devil and all this other stuff, when God comes knocking, I shouldn't really care. And like they had like the Kobe picture where he was just like, you know, like whatever.
That's so idiotic.
And it's just like, yo, it's so idiotic. And it's just like so, just a lack of empathy people have. Like the next person dies, I don't care how much I hate you, that shit's still like extremely sad.
That and like, you note his wrongs, but he's influenced countless.
Of course.
And helped countless of, who knows the number, millions of people probably. Mm-hmm. Young adults. He's probably shaped their lives for the better, given his music, like him talking about mental health and stuff. Obviously, what he did to that girl, allegedly, if true, is despicable and like some horrific. Some of the things I read.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
But you got to judge the full scope of a person.
Yeah.
Like I even saw like a live he did where he's basically like, if I have to be a sacrifice, I hope that I influence millions of people. I hope for the better and not to let you like your depression get the best of you.
That was the scary thing though. That was like, that was his last live video, I believe, on IG.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, and like it's basically him like predicting his own death in a sense, which is like scary as hell to think about.
Like he was very dark too. Like he was a dark person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if he was white, they would classify him as a goth.
Yeah, goth. Mm-hmm. Emo but, rap.
Yeah, yeah, but he's a very dark person. But it's also just like, I don't know. It just came out of nowhere.
This was shocking.
It was like very like, oh wait, what? He got shot in Miami. Oh wait, what? He died. It was like, oh wow. And it's like, oh wow. Yeah, I don't know. It still just feels like so unreal. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I didn't realize like how big he was, like, cause I never like really listened to his music. I mean, I listened to like a bit of his last album, Question, and I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Like, you know, he makes some dope music, but I didn't really like recognize his influence on people.
Yeah,
like when you got Kanye and J. Cole and all these people, like, you know, talking about how you touched them and inspired them. I was like, damn, like.
Yeah, Kendrick was coming to his aid when they wanted to ban him from the Spotify playlist. Kendrick was speaking out on his behalf.
They saved it, too.
Yeah.
He managed to get the playlist back on.
Because Boosie looked distraught. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Boosie went on live looking distraught.
Who did?
Lil Boosie.
Oh.
He looked distraught. It's a lot of people.
He was, I don't know. Like, I didn't like him when he did that whole Drake thing. And he was sort of like 6ix9ine with the whole trolling, and he was always on the internet. And
not
it was
a good
just
way
like,
to come out the gate.
I remember like when we
Poppy alone.
Like he was getting beat up on stage. Like I remember I sent you guys a video of him getting jumped.
Mm-hmm.
And like there was no reason why I
And no one did anything.
No one did nothing.
Just watched him get beat up on stage. I remember that.
And I was just I didn't even like him, but I remember listening to his album like I think last year, 17. It was a sad fucking album. It's like one of the saddest albums I've ever heard. But like,
yeah, it's that one I really.
John Mayer is the only person who can make me feel like that.
Yeah,
he like. It's good though. Like it's not good, bad, but it makes you go inside yourself, and that's why I appreciated him. Like both his albums are good. If you guys have a chance, I'm serious.
No, I've heard both of them. And some of those songs, like, what's, I don't know, Jocelyn Flores.
That's his most popular
that
one.
That is,
This a beat too. You'll like the beat.
I gotta listen to it.
It's like a little under 2 minutes, maybe 2 minutes.
It I just was still on the way home.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
What is everyone's beef with him? Because you're saying how he got jumped on stage last year. And I ain't gonna lie, I thought that was funny. I was like, yo, damn, no one's doing anything. And then, like, out of nowhere today, he just gets, like, random. Yesterday. It feels random to me because I don't really know much mm-hmm. about him. But he got randomly murdered coming out of a motorcycle shop. Yeah. Like, what's everyone's beef with him? Not everyone, per se, but, like, what
I don't is know.
The only thing I know is, like, that Florida circuit they have, like, Slump God, Smoke Perp. I don't know if Lil Pump is involved in this, but there's, like, there's a number of Florida rappers, like Kodak. And coming up, like, they were all friends. And then all of a sudden, they stopped being friends. When he got jumped that time, that was, like, Rob Stone, who was, like, a totally different rapper. But, like, XXX is that... When clout, when you hear that word clout, it was him who started that term. Like, he was basically one of the first rappers to not really get a deal because he could rap, but because of his popularity among social, like, everyone. He was popular because that picture of him surfaced with the half head, and he looked like a Dragon Ball Z character.
His mugshot?
Yeah, the first mugshot, everybody was going nuts. And he came out with that Look At Me Now song, and that's when it started to blow. You know, and he was being disrespectful, starting trouble places. Mm-hmm. He got into the domestic dispute issue. So it seemed like a Florida thing. Like, he had, and then, you know, the internet, like, he was boosting. He was clout chasing, that they call it. So nobody had stopped to like it. And then he was getting at Drake. He was getting at some other artists, and it was just like, he was stirring trouble. He was basically just wanting attention.
Did he get at any artists that we could, for example, like 6ix9ine is getting into it with Chief Keef. So something happened to him, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, I wouldn't be too surprised. Because, like, I remember, like, Chief Keef and Lil Jojo died.
Oh, yeah.
How they were on Twitter, like, damn, gross. Shame what happened to Jojo, laughing about someone's death. Someone's cool. Murder, correction. Yeah. They were laughing about it. So in that situation, I'm like, oh, okay, cool. I can see, you know, if something happened to him. My mind would automatically go where that happened. Did X get into it with anyone that we could, like, be like, oh, wow, you know, this might be potential?
We don't know much. I don't know about how those Miami. That's not my generation. So I don't know how they're moving down there.
Yeah, it's weird. It's a totally different environment. Like, I didn't even know there was so many Florida artists out. Like, it's a group of them that you just didn't even, you wouldn't know unless they said Florida. But
that's crazy.
I don't know. And even, like, it was, what, 5 months ago, he got out of jail. Like, they let him out. Uh-huh. The judge allowed him to go on tour. Like, he was doing a lot. He was giving money. He was doing, he was opening up charities. He got his mom a house for his grandma. Like, he was doing things. He was doing pot. He was going to see Kanye at the mountains. Like, they have pictures with him. Like, he was doing music, and he kept...
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Him and Kanye?
Yeah, he was the mountains. Like, they showed pictures. It was like 3 months ago, before even an album was talked about. And he used to have that laptop with the blonde shit.
Yeah.
Like, he was over there, too. And a lot of... Like, J. Cole loves him. He tweeted him last year, and then Kendrick tweeted that album again. So it's like, his music was there, his music. But him, he wasn't there yet, and that's where he was on his way.
Yeah. It's only 20.
Yeah.
That's why I couldn't believe it.
So 20. Sad. I hope, you know, more details come out.
I just hope it stops. It's bullshit.
Well, all this killing?
It's not even killing. It's just like Rich Kid got beat up over the weekend. They robbed him. A home invasion. They pistol whipped him. They hit his girl. He was in the hospital. And they killed another rapper, but I don't know who.
Yeah, I forgot his
Jimmy
name.
Wapo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't
Pittsburgh
know
rapper. I listened to some of his music yesterday. Not for me, but RIP to him as well. He just got signed to Taylor Gang.
Oh, Jesus. Wow.
Yeah. I only know because Sledrin tweeted it out yesterday. He's like, we just signed him. I can't stop crying.
See?
Yeah, he just got signed to Taylor Gang, I'm assuming recently. Yeah, Jimmy Wapo hitting a drive-by in Pittsburgh. That's crazy. Two rappers within like 3 hours got killed in their cities.
Jeez. In their own cities.
Both by drive-bys.
Meanwhile, 6ix9ine wilding in Chicago, throwing up gang signs.
Well,
in
he
front
said
of...
he gonna chill now.
Yeah. You saw that video he put
yeah,
up?
Yeah, dude.
I mean,
I don't know.
He like type of dude though that are like chill for the moment.
Yeah,
he seen. And then once shit. He realized like this shit blew over, he'll be back to his normal fuckery. Like, he just can't help himself.
Is it done yet? Like, Trey Wade. Yeah. I don't know. I hope not.
Yeah, but nah. I mean, it's. I don't know. It's crazy. Like. It still just feels like surreal. Granted, like we don't live that lifestyle at all. But it's just like, I don't know, like yes, I'm not gonna lie. Yesterday, like last night, I was thinking, I was like, I don't know, I had this feeling like an eerie feeling like someone was coming up. Like, you know, like just for a hot second, I was like, I'm walking like from the train, I'm like
yeah.
Like just looking over my shoulder.
That's
it was
Brooklyn.
Just, normally, like I promise you something, like I don't feel no type of way when I walk like in my neighborhood. I'm not here to fuck with you. Like, I don't like someone to fuck with either. So just like, live your life and I live mine. I don't mm-hmm. care about no one in my neighborhood like that. Plus, half the neighborhood is damn near white now.
Yeah.
Everyone with dogs and riding bikes all over the place.
They scared of you.
They're not worried about me.
Nigga, they eat ghosts from power.
Every now and then I see red.
They ain't
star.
Trying to drop that latte to fight.
Every now and then I see that red star. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, that's just when you got to tuck the chain and keep it moving. Period. But nah, it was just like, it's crazy because some people just die every single day. Mm-hmm. Not die. Get killed every single day. You have to make that distinction. And it was just like, wow. But to just see that, like him, out of nowhere, it just felt, I don't know.
And it makes me think it wasn't his time.
Yeah.
And that also, I was thinking about, not to go deep, but it made me think about Robin Williams. And like, no one knew what he was going through. And he kind of just, he committed suicide. And it made me wonder, was that his time to die? Even
a
though
lot of
he
people.
Committed it, was it his time? Like, was this ex's time? Even though like, he has so much to give.
I want to reply to that, but I want to ask something real quick, because I actually want to go into suicide mm-hmm. and depression. Because I want to talk about that. Real quick though, Rolando mentioned yesterday he texted me and he was like, this is the biggest rap killing since Tupac or Biggie. Do you agree?
No. Wait. I wouldn't even equate it.
No, since.
Since.
Oh, since?
Like,
what about the Chinks?
I don't want to say this, but.
Yeah, I don't. Given the levels they were at.
I think
he is a national.
Yeah.
National. I know in the city.
Even world.
World. Yeah, global. Yeah, global. So I would say yes.
Yes.
Damn. Might have
I know the potential, you know? Like Chinks and Stack.
Yeah,
because
when he said it to me yesterday, he texted me and I was like, what the fuck you talking about? And then when I actually had to think back about people who have been murdered over the years since then, and I was like, damn, this might actually be the biggest, you know, not to compare anyone's death, but.
Yeah.
This might be one of the biggest ones.
Like an impactful. Like,
yeah, since what, 96 yeah. or 97? So, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Fredo passed away. That was pretty, but he wasn't really that.
Yeah, he wasn't murdered either.
No, that was. Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy, right? All right, so suicide, right?
Good job, Rolando.
And depression, right? So you mentioned Robin Williams. Just what, 2 weeks ago, Kate Spade,
Anthony Bourdain.
So like these are like all these people who have all money. This money, success. And most of the time, like most people equate like money and, you know, having the ability to, you know,
travel
and attain anything you want to just happiness.
Yeah.
But we see all these people who have all this money
still
just committing suicide and taking their lives. Like, it's hard to really know what goes on in someone's mind.
And even X, he sounds really suicidal in a lot of his songs.
Yeah.
Like, I would thought he might commit suicide.
Why do you think that society is so depressed nowadays?
Because
I don't know.
Because we look at other people to validate our lives. So we're never really happy. We're looking at it. That's why I don't like Instagram as much anymore, because it compares your life to everybody else's. And then it puts a false impression on your life at the same time. So it's like, you don't know whether you should chase what you want or get what the other person is getting.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about that idea too. Like, and my friend was just My coworker was just all over Instagram. Like, he sent something to somebody who sent it to a popular Instagrammer.
Yeah.
He was going nuts. Like, oh my God, he used my video. Like, I can't believe it. And that made him so happy. And I'm like, but what? Like, why are you so happy about that? Like, it doesn't, he didn't put you in it. He didn't really do anything for you except use your video. So why are you equating your happiness to that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder. I think that's a good point. And I wonder if it's because we just know what everybody's doing now. Yeah. So, like, I hear everyone talk about mental health, and it's like, this can't be since the dawn of time, the first time that happened. Yeah. Because when you think about what people do, like, since the dawn of time, people have drank, people have gone to drugs, and it's not all for fun.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's to cope. So you would have to link that to mental health, too. So I think your point, and I also think it's because it's so, everyone's talking about it now.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's not a fact. You just hear about it more, too. But yeah, social media definitely doesn't. Because if you don't know how to react to it the right way,
mm-hmm.
like, I do think, I agree with you, like, a lot of people look at these false impressions.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, not everybody, you know, some people are genuine, but like you said, a lot. And it's just, they want that thing that that person in the photo has to make them happy when the person posting the photo isn't happy. And like,
it's
so much.
I think I agree with both of your points. I think because, like, it's so accepted now for people to speak about it.
Yeah.
Whereas I would say, especially from a man's point of view, where it's just like, a couple of years ago, if you spoke about this, they'd be like, yo, stop being a bitch, you know?
If you cried. Up.
Yeah, so I'm sure a lot of men were probably going through this and probably didn't even know what it was, per se, because I would say the education on depression has increased over the years, where, because people weren't informing people, oh, you might be depressed, you know? I think it's that, so people are more accepting of it, speaking about it. I think social media, on two aspects of it, one, gives everyone a voice, so people, you get to learn from other people who have symptoms of depression, whereas before you probably didn't know what you were going through, but now you know, you can see someone else explain depression to you, and then you realize, wow, maybe I'm depressed. Like, this is what I'm feeling. The negative side on that is exactly what you were saying. I feel like you just constantly see so much. Because, like, let's think about this, right? Before social media, right, you knew there were rich people in the world, right?
Yeah,
but you didn't see what they were doing. Mm-hmm. You didn't see it. You didn't see it. No, seriously, that was just it was always just like, oh, imagination. You know,
mm-hmm.
you didn't see the inside of their house. You didn't see all the jewelry they had. You didn't see them on private jets. You didn't see none of this shit. Like, you literally just like, wow,
such and such probably.
Yeah, you knew it exists.
Like, let's check.
He probably eating well. You know, you probably saw it in movies, but
well, let's see now.
Yeah, but like now it's just in your face all the time. It's like, you should be making this much. You should be doing this. And I'm not even going to lie. Sometimes I catch myself in, like, very weak moments where I'll see something. I'm like, damn, such and such is traveling again? Like, I promise. Like, even something so small like that, though, for a hot minute can make you feel like like you're not doing something.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, like, should I be doing that, too?
Yeah.
Like, I should be making the moves, too. And, like, but no. So it's like, yeah, social media is like, everything is constantly in everyone's face all the time. So it's like, it makes you feel inadequate. Like, I should do more. I should have this. It's a weird feeling. Like, you have to truly know yourself in this day and age and be confident in yourself in order to not, like, be on social media and, like, in your feelings all day. Because everyone's just posting.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What they want you to see. This is the best version of me. I'm posting all the good things.
Yeah.
And people who post too many bad things, then it's like too many negative things, then you start worrying about them. But for the most part, everyone's posting what they want you to see on social media. So if you let that affect your mood and your feelings, which I'm not saying is a bad thing. I mean, it is a bad thing, but it's not it's not an easy thing to not do, you know. It's easy to let that affect your mood.
Mm-hmm.
That's like your initial feeling is to be like, wow.
Yeah,
this person has something, or this person is doing something that I don't have, or I'm not doing.
Yeah, it's the prolong.
Yeah,
if you find yourself in prolong like funk, because like you said, we all have like moments of weakness where it's like, damn, I should be doing that, and then you like catch yourself like, no, my path is my path, person's path is there, and then you know you get back to your center. But there's some people that just like dwell in it.
Yeah,
and I would say like if you can't handle it, you should really give it a break. You know. I fully agree with you.
Yeah. I think, yeah, you need to figure out a way to put yourself out of that. Like, you can, like, it's like, I forgot where I read it. They said that people need social media training because they're too involved in it. And, like, they want it so much that they don't know how to, like, get out.
Mm-hmm.
And even, I was thinking about it, too, yesterday. I guess everybody was thinking yesterday. Hip-hop now seems more like the way it was supposed to be brought up. Like, hip-hop was a way to express yourself, a different form of music, especially in poverty. Now we're actually getting the feelings and the emotions that a majority of the people have that listen to hip-hop. Like, I mean, we're going to talk about it, the Nas album.
Yeah.
Like, how Nas is, like, 38? Like, no, in his 40s.
No, 40s.
Yeah.
He's old. Mm. And, like, the stuff he's telling me, like, that it resonates more. And even, like, J. Cole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he put it, like, I'm not an addict to marijuana, but, like, the idea he has and the stuff he was talking about opened my mind up. And I don't remember, like, a hip-hop artist in the thousands or, like, the 90s that was making music like that. Like, Jay-Z was making drug music, but now it's, like, conscious. Like, 444 was an album about a man who made mistakes and him trying, like, real issues. I'm in the street trying to get money. Like, this is mental.
And, like,
and it helps. Like, and yeah, I'm
economic
really,
wealth. Even how to use your dollar.
Yeah, it's not about that. It's more about your insides point, yeah. And, like, what's going on. Like, that's why I like X, because it was separate. He took, even Kanye, he took himself out of music and went to Wisconsin in the mountains and, like, took his peace there.
Yeah.
X took himself out, was chilling, made his music, made his peace. Kendrick, I think, was doing it too when he did Butterfly, To Pimp a Butterfly. Mm. Like, they all, like, hip-hop now, it just seems like it's more on a spiritual path, not to say it, more of a mental thing.
The older it gets, you just see these different generations.
Mm.
Like, I don't know if it's social media. I don't even know what the generation. It's not to be funny. I don't know the generation above, like the Jays and the Nas, is like the Rakims, the Big Daddy Canes. Like, you might hear about them if you listen to like a Drink Champs and you hear like an old story, but they're not really prominent on social media. I don't know what they're doing. To that extent, you look at like the Jay and the Nas. That's like the oldest generation that I can actually identify and see what they're doing. They're actually teaching us stuff. You see as they get older how they're moving.
Mm-hmm.
And then you still have this middle generation, like the Drakes, the J. Coles, the Kendricks and stuff. And then you have the lower generation, which is sadly like the X's, the little pumps, the little peeps.
Yeah.
So you see all these different tiers and perps. And like it's obviously unfortunate what's happening, but it's good you can see the differences as you go through the generations and you can get motivation. You can feel sad. But basically, just as it grows older, it's just compelling.
It's better too.
It is. It's better for the because you can pick what you choose to.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking right. So as we're speaking, like more thoughts are coming into my head, and I'm like, so we're talking about like how depression is more accepting now, or accepted now. I feel like, let me say this. Then you can guys tell me your thoughts. I feel like, granted, it's more accepted. People still don't know how to cope with it.
Yeah.
Right? And I think the access, because now I think now we have more access to drugs than ever before. Mm-hmm. Like every day there's a new drug coming out and these kids are trying it. I think that like, it makes them feel good for that moment, mm-hmm. but it still takes them into a deeper state of depression because you're constantly coping with something. And like, you constantly are using this drug, basically. That's why like, most of these like younger rappers, they look crazy as shit because like they're all
little sand.
Like they just look like they look scary. Like it's I wouldn't like want them walking behind me.
Those eyes. It's like what is going on?
Yeah, and it's like you're using all these drugs to cope with this depression. It's I don't know. It's like it feels like a cycle right now where it's mm-hmm. like yeah, I am depressed. I'm gonna use these drugs, and then I'm gonna tell you about my depression. Then I'm gonna use these drugs again to make me to make me feel better. I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, some are just gonna have to learn the hard way, sadly.
Yeah.
Because when you're at that age, it's like, fuck, you don't tell me anything. I know what's best. But you also got people like Lil Uzi Vert. He said he was gonna chill on it. I think after what happened to Lil Peep. Maybe not.
He posted a video of him having the shakes, though. That shit was crazy.
He said he was gonna chill. I forgot how long ago. And so, like, obviously, he recognizes even that Lil Pump and J. Cole, they talked about it. Lil Pump, I assume, I'm taking it as word. He's like, yo, that shit is whack. And, like, I cut back on. He said he cut it out of his life because he and J. Cole were talking about, I think, lean. Mm-hmm. And he's like, what, 20? 21. So, at least some people are learning.
Yeah. It's hard to say. This is the thing. Like, I was speaking to, not my father, one of my uncles about this. And it's hard, like, he was talking about the crack era and how, like, you know, how everyone was saying how stupid people looked, you know, when they were on crack. I feel like this is, like, the new crackheads just, like, functioning. Like, it's hard for, like, the older generation to sit there and judge these young kids for doing this when they were trying the same things and doing the same things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were, like, full-blown, like, when crack was popping, like, niggas that would just rob you, like... Yeah. Crackheads that would just be all over the place, running all over, scurrying the city. And I feel like, granted, these dudes are on, like, lean, and, you know, I guess it's not as, you know, I mean, it's obviously addictive, but it's not as, I don't say, for lack of a better word, like, crucial in its effects as crack was. Because crack will have you, you know, sucking dick or some wild shit like that. Whereas, like...
They give you lean like medicine.
Yeah, lean medicine. Is like, all right, cool, you know, I'm just going to sit here, I'm going to slump, I'm going to go to sleep, and then, you know, slowly my body's deteriorating, and then I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's... I don't know. It's...
Crack got you selling equipment.
Yeah, word. Like, nigga, we only got 3 mics now? Whole mix of...
Where's the other mics then?
Slowly the podcast just deteriorate.
I had to sell the rights to the podcast.
I sold it all.
I want some guys to be back.
Like, yo, I want some
sold a trademark.
Like, look, I want sucking no dick. That mic had to go. I had to sell something. Like,
you I see gave up the trademark.
You see a different person. Jarrell sold his name.
Come in, shirts be all baggy and shit.
Nah, it's true. I would say, like, personally, I remember when I was going through a rough time and I was smoking a lot of weed. Like, I would wake up and smoke and then just go right back to sleep. Like, it wasn't, and then I would wake up in paranoid mode and smoke again and go back to sleep. Like, it was a cycle. And my mom was telling me, like, nah, don't, like, stop smoking. Like, it's not good for you. And I was just like, no, like, I want to.
Yeah.
Because I'm going through whatever it is I'm going through. And it was bad. Like, I couldn't even not do anything to smoke. And it was like, you had to take yourself out and see yourself, like, changing. Like, if it wasn't for me noticing the change, I would have been stuck in a cycle. And I think that happens when you're young and you don't know how to deal with things. Yep. And you try to look for things. Yeah,
because you keep everything in.
Yeah.
You
keep everything in.
Yeah, I've been there too.
So I appreciate Drake and J. Cole, because it's like all those things that they felt, they put it out there. And Kendrick, and they're not afraid to say how they feel.
Yeah.
And Nas, I love that album too. And it's like, I felt what Nas felt, like, as if I was Nas. Nas didn't say it in a way for all of us. I feel like he said it in a way for him to tell, like, he's telling us.
Yeah.
That's why I really liked the Nas album.
Me too. Of course, I was surprised by how much I liked Nas album.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, one, the production definitely helped. Definitely Wait. Helped. You
Kanye,
know.
Man.
The production definitely helped. But I'm not going to lie, I was really impressed by Nas's delivery and his flow on the tracks. I was like, oh, okay. Like, it was granted, it was still Nas, but it had a modern feel to it.
Yeah.
Like, he definitely switched his flow up a little, and I was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, there was, like, Bonjour, he would never make nothing like that.
I've never heard something like that before.
He would never make something like that.
I need that on a nice lounge.
Bonjour.
But nah, the album is, I think the album is dope.
I agree. It's a shame it's being, like, overshadowed. It really is good.
It was getting overshadowed because Jay and Beyonce.
Can we talk about that?
Go ahead.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up.
What, you think they did it on purpose?
The Carters. I don't know.
I don't know. They obviously been plotting for a while. They're on tour. I don't think so. I don't want to believe
it. I wouldn't put it past them, honestly.
Me either.
But I don't know if they did it or not, but I just wouldn't put it past them. They're opportunists. And they're both strategic. I mean, like, they're very strategic in their moves and what they're doing.
Why is Saturday afternoon?
Because something that Kanye produced dropped, and it's Nas.
But why not on that Friday when all albums come out?
Because your album is a surprise album. People were waiting for Nas' album. So your album has one day and then Nas' album. And did you listen to the album?
What?
The Carters?
Yeah, I did.
That's why they did it that way. If this is my personal opinion. It was all right. If I would have heard that album and then heard Nas's, I would never listen to the album again. I heard the album and I'm probably going to never listen to the album again.
Well, that's how I experienced. And I was listening to Nas like, yo, this is better. I'm like, this is better than Everything is Love.
Everything is Love.
There's some songs.
Yeah, it's cool.
But I don't like them. I prefer them apart.
Yeah.
I really do. Like, I don't even. It's probably a handful of their collabs actually, like, together.
That was the last one I liked.
Drunk in Love. That's the one. Dangerously in Love. I guess 444 technically.
I like On the Run.
Oh, that's not for me.
That ain't for you?
That's not for me.
What's the Bonnie and Clyde?
'03, beloved. That's '03.
That one, too.
So won't you tell.
You don't like On the Run, bro?
I'd have to give it. I don't.
Yeah, give it. It's not been on the way home.
I don't know.
It's very
fucked up.
Soulful.
Did you see the albums released under a certain thing, though? It's the S. Carters? Carter Enterprises.
Oh.
That's his.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, 444 was released underneath that as well.
I want to know what the fuck he's doing. Because then they released, he's a president of Puma.
Creative director.
Creative director of Puma. Basketball. Jay-Z is not creative. Like, I've never seen a creative.
I ain't gonna say that, beloved.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen Jay-Z do create. Like, yeah, you wore the New York hat. Like,
you by yourself.
I'll take that because he dropped some
trying
sneakers.
To get a sponsorship.
I mean, you don't get that success. I don't know what he does behind the scenes, but I know he's like, him, Diddy, and Dre as far as people that came from hip hop.
I didn't even know he surpassed Diddy this past year.
On that race to a billion. So
it's smart.
Boy went from 810 to 900.
That's what I was saying yesterday. What's the alert you sent? Oh, you sent video. You sent us the alert about him being the creative director. Mm-hmm. Why you listen to his album on his streaming service? It's like,
come on, bro.
No, he's such an inspiration. You took that as come on. That's so inspiring. Like,
yeah, it's like I was triple.
He used to sell
it.
Drugs and Marcy Projects.
Well, yeah. Besides that, it's like I look up to Jay. I like Jay. Mm-hmm. Like, what he's done as far as hip hop, like, it's been crazy. And he's still around.
But like, what are your gripes?
He keeps there's no but. And he keeps reinventing himself.
He got caught cheating and made the album about it.
That's
smart.
But he's also reinventing himself in the sense that
because he's never done that.
He about to be a 50-year-old man. Even like the way his raps changed. He's leading the way. Drugs. He talks about like Picasso and art and things he's actually doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's
the best representative we've had.
Switching over to
he's
sports.
He's almost a 50-year-old man in hip hop.
Still doing it.
That's like at the top still. It's like.
Yeah, it's inspiring, bro. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I still wouldn't pay for Tidal. But I got my I'm just being honest with you. But I got my 6 free months. You get yours?
I know. No, it's on Apple Music.
Oh.
And right when you said that, I thought about it. And when it came on Apple Music, I said, fuck it.
Don't worry. I got a reminder in my phone for when to cancel.
Ape shit ain't for me.
Yo.
I got an alert. I think it might have been Billboard's. It was like a news alert.
Yeah.
Like, drop what you're doing. I was like,
listen to Ape shit.
And I wasn't moved. I was like, let me give this a chance. Because that last one they did with Khaled, top off the make. God almighty.
Whack. That shit was so whack. And they keep, like, the radio keeps trying to spin that.
So I was like.
To the top. Oh, my, may, back. It felt like some shit that was, like, made in, like, 2010 or 2011.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not for me.
Yeah.
I like Friends. It's like, I like elements of the songs, but they don't all come together.
Yeah, like Jay got a couple of verses on some songs.
I like his verses, but I don't want...
I like B's verses on some other songs.
Or her singing on this, but then Jay shouldn't be rapping on this.
Nothing there just really like hit me.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, this is the banger. It was just like, all right, cool.
Could be good, people.
It did feel like that, too. The way it was released was like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, take this.
Yeah. Like, I didn't get like a whole...
But I do respect what they're doing as this, like, power couple shit, because...
You shooting videos in a loop?
Yeah.
Come on.
They're on some other power couple type level.
Black love.
You can't even touch them right now.
Yeah, we don't have examples like that.
And B-Hop is just insane.
Yeah.
Don't say nothing negative about her.
Yeah, we're going to have to scrap the last, like, 10, 15.
They come after you. Shut the whole shit down.
That's why I can't even gauge how many of you, like, actually love it, and then... I said this in that. Scorpion going to be better than...
Oh, that's a fact.
Scorpion going to be better than...
That's a fact.
Can I say something? I don't know if it's real. But
you can say whatever you want.
Pusha T's This Is on Scorpion.
That's what I heard.
I saw that accent spoke to him.
I won't look forward to it.
I'm going to hear it.
I'm going to listen.
I'm not going to... What? 11 p.m.
Next Friday.
Late next Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Oh, drops 11 p.m. next Thursday?
That's usually when they come out, yeah.
12 a.m. He usually releases it early, too. Like,
I'll stay up.
You know it.
Quick listen on the couch. Listen to it again. Going to work the next day.
Oh, no, I'll be about 10 listens in by the time 2 o'clock comes
Friday. By lunchtime?
Just
sending mad scorpion emojis.
Yeah,
which I gonna do
I apologize
trash?
In advance,
nah.
Huh?
What y'all going to do if it's...
Nah.
What you going to do, Kev?
Nah.
You're not going to hear from me.
We still meet up next Friday?
We can meet up. But if I ain't blowing up your phone with lyrics, y'all know something's wrong.
Nah, I don't think
that's
so.
Impossible.
It ain't going to be true.
I heard Nice for What like 3 times on Father's Day. Jesus Christ, that song is fire. God almighty.
Hey, how do you guys feel about I'm upset?
That boy's slick. That Degrassi video brought me all the way back in, man.
I was all the way back in. I was like, he had that in the chamber.
It's still the worst of the singles and probably be the worst song on the album, but hey.
That video did nothing for me.
You a liar.
I didn't watch Degrassi. But I mean, the video to me is like, all right, cool. Like, this is like a Degrassi reunion. But the song still is not good.
You don't like the song?
You got to use nostalgia. That's how he got me.
I'm upset.
50,000 on my neck is disrespect.
Yeah.
The song doesn't go anywhere.
Made me want to buy a vest and a tech.
That's it. That's literally the same flow the entire song. It goes
threatens
nowhere.
To go somewhere and it's like, we'll just stay here.
It back.
Nah, I like it for what it is. Like, you know, just that track that...
Not, that one's getting skipped on the album. Unless it's like a bonus track. Ain't no way all this new shit gonna be in front of me and I'm gonna sit through this.
Right. I'm like, I already heard it.
Hell no.
I didn't want a lot of albums anyway, though. Like, if I already heard this song,
that
I just
one ain't
like...
gonna make it.
You're right, yeah.
Like, unless he put it in the hotline bling area all the way at the back.
The bottom.
I'm just looking at all these song titles like, what the hell is this about? I'm upset.
50,000, no, my head is disrespect. But nah, I look forward to listening to Scorpion.
Yeah. Oh, and before we go, did you hear J-Rock's album?
I did.
That shit is
You just
tough.
Do it?
Of course.
That shit is
I ain't gonna lie. Whew. I went in a mean skeptic.
I knew he could spit. From the time he held his own and arguably got the better of Kendrick on Money Trees, from then I was all in on him. So I always knew he could spit. It was like putting together a good body of work. Woo!
Yeah, that's a dope album.
Golly. Did you guys heard 9-0-0?
Yeah.
5-1. Did you remember Easy Bake?
That's one with Vice City.
Yeah. You heard it?
Who made that? This is my first experience with him. I had
For real?
No, I had no idea who he was until today. You said J-Rock, I Googled him. I said, oh, TDE. Okay. Well, I listened to his music.
This is the best project.
I would say listen to Vice City. Bake Sale. What's that other one with Kendrick on there?
You talking about
and
this
SZA?
Album?
No, 9-0-0-5-9.
Easy Bake. What do you guys like? What songs do you guys like on this album?
Bloodiest. Wow Freestyle with him and Kendrick is fucking insane.
That's dope.
For What It's Worth. Troopers. But the majority of it. The only one I don't like, and it's a common refrain, unless you're Drake. The Tap Out with Jeremiah. These
what?
Female songs just sound forced to me. Though. I'm sorry. It's
you
not for
tripping.
Me. It's not I for like me. It's not for me. It's not for me. Can't knock them all. Can't get them all. That's just me. I'm in the minority. I live with that.
I like that. I like Broke.
Yeah.
Broke is dope. The Bloodiest is dope. Wow, I really like.
God almighty, that song is so good.
Win, I love that song. I've been bumping that song. Win.
I want new Kendrick, man.
Oh, I like Knock It Off.
Yeah.
I like OSOL.
Oh, yeah. That song is fire, too.
Yeah, miss me on that King. King's Dead is cool.
We heard that already.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, that's cool.
That's probably for the streams.
Yeah.
And I can't remember
I skipped that.
I like ES Tales, too. It is what it is.
That one is dope with the little Mario coin thing.
Oh, yeah. Like, yes, yeah.
That one was dope. I was surprised.
Yeah. Damn, he got... Talk about Nas getting overshadowed. He dropped, Nas dropped, and the Carter's just...
Jacquees dropped.
I heard that album was actually pretty good.
It's okay.
I heard he got a lot of, like...
sex songs?
A lot of, like, old school R&B people on it.
He got...
Any features?
Yeah, I mean, he got Trey Songz, Ty Dolla $ign, Birdman.
What?
Exactly. Did
you hear the Superfly soundtrack?
I like it.
Are there any songs with Future and Thug?
It's whack. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's nothing like Slime season.
Oh, that's what he has. Sorry. He has Jagged Edge.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, yeah, the dude from Jagged Edge.
Trey Songz.
Donald
Young
Jones.
Thug, Birdman. Chris Brown, Latasha Scott, Dejah Loaf.
It's okay.
Oh, he's on Cash Money. That's why Birdman's on it.
Anybody dropping this week? Oh, this week is Teyana Taylor, right?
Yeah.
She's the only one.
That's
of
it.
Note.
When she drop?
This Friday.
I might listen.
Apparently, they're saying
seven
it's
tracks
good.
I could do.
They can say anything is good until it drops.
I'm just saying what they're saying.
My
sources.
My sources
around the league are saying
some heat.
Yeah, I give it a listen. Ain't nothing else gonna be
seven out. Tracks. I listen to it.
Right.
We don't know anymore. It's summertime. People be dropping shit left and right.
True.
Out of nowhere.
But who could surprise drop?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. Wale.
That I would
care. I'm just surprised you make a joke. I promise I'm about to say Wale.
Wait, did you hear the EP he dropped?
With
Negotiations.
I heard that was fire.
That
I'm
is
not
fire.
Kidding. I heard it was
four tracks. You sent us that.
Yeah.
I listened to the first track and then I got caught up washing dishes or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Spotify. Four tracks.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
See, I could do that.
The last track is fire. It's the best track.
People's listen like attention spans are way too short now for anything. Man. Like J Rock's album was like 13 tracks.
I
barely made it. And the only reason I made it because I skipped the two songs I already knew. Like I skipped Win and
Redemption.
Yeah, Redemption. I heard it's a race. I was like, let me skip. I was like, I heard it's already skip.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Coming up, I was like, huh. But it kept my interest.
Yeah.
I saw the tracks and I was like, nah, I got to do this. It's only right.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
What else was there? Nothing else dropped, right?
Mm-mm. Nada.
What a month.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, last week was insane.
I can't wait for next week.
That's God it. Almighty, I can't wait.
Yo, Kevin's gonna be slumped up all next week.
Goodness.
You're just gonna be answering with Drake lyrics.
It's gonna be Drake. Oh, it's gonna be Drake and Too Much Sun. Kevin's gonna be out here. Kevin's gonna be out somewhere drunk as fuck.
With Ray Bans on.
Oh my goodness.
Drake and Too Much Sun. Kevin gonna know how to act.
Last we seen Kevin. I'm a sleepover
freehold.
In heaven. Maybe we might have to make a freehold move next weekend. If I could, I haven't heard, I need to hear Praise the Lord.
Oh,
by ASAP.
Oh, I love that song.
I have to hear that song in a club environment.
Those flutes,
that song
man.
Is so good.
I have to hear that like with like boom, like someone's blowing my ears out. Pause. I need to hear that.
I need to hear
this new Scorpion. And I'll be like, yeah, let's do that. All right, people. Well, this is another episode of Cooling Out. Now I'm like, oh, it's Tuesday. Damn.
Yeah, I know. But we're about to hit midweek.
This time to do it to you.
It's getting warm, too.
Yeah, today I was walking around Midtown.
Almost fainted, first of all.
Yeah, way too hot, but almost didn't go back to work.
God, I wanted to walk on. I told you, walk home. Keep going.
I said, oh, is that a rooftop? Wonder what's up there. Oh, man. But this is another episode of Cooling Out, guys. Please rate, share, subscribe. Tell everyone about it. Tell the world about it. Check the YouTube page, YouTube.com/CoolingOutPod.
Mm-hmm.
Got the full length videos up there. You guys make sure you check that out. Just keep showing love, support. We appreciate all the love. And we'll keep doing this thing for you guys. Until next time, it's Cooling Out.
RIPX. Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We cooling out.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.